just thought about a random moment. It's kind of personal, but I thought it was funny. I've been going to a certain bar venue in Hollywood probably for the last 15 years, maybe 10 at least. And it's been the same bouncer. And we've always been cool, been friends, and I've always gone there and chatted, whatever. But we actually went out one time after his work and we had breakfast. And then he dropped me off. But then he came in and just got naked. I thought it was hilarious and I was like, what are you doing? You have no self-esteem. Why are you throwing yourself at me? That's what I said. I'm pretty sure he was just used to girls just I guess having sex with him as soon as he dropped his pants. But there had been no kissing or hugging or anything prior to that. So I thought it was very, aggressive, confident, kind of douchebaggy. So he left. And I obviously haven't been back to the venue, but I'm kind of want to go because it's one of my favorites and I just feel like it's gonna be super awkward when I go. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. Random moment. Peace. I recently had to delete an album, a photo album from my website that displays my hair styling work, and one of the models was like, my agency is upset that a couple of these pictures are on there, I guess old work that they don't approve of. And come to find out, those pictures are also on this site called Hi Poppy. So I did a Google search, did his name, and my website with his name pops up. And I've actually taken the album off, and if you click the link, it shows all the fucking pictures that are in the album, but it's supposedly been deleted for months. So yesterday I got a text from another person that I worked with, and I displayed some of her photos on my blog. So that text, actually to the photographer, he was just like, yeah, she wants them taken off because those pictures are going to be used for her upcoming album. And I was just like, fuck. It had been like a few days or so that I had had those pictures on there. I was just like, damn, they're on it. But I was also thinking, like, if anything, I'm helping her because nobody knows about this. I guess she's like relatively obscure. She's coming up. But I think any free promotion should be good promotion. And I think people are taking this whole don't tag me, take my pictures down, all this bullshit. Like, if they're not naked pics or like ugly, I don't think they should be taken down. I mean, there's a lot of worse pictures out there that I saw of her when she was chubby and like wearing just unstylish clothes. And for me to say that to about her, it's because she has a public image to, I don't know, to hold to, or her people's standards of people, like singers or whatever. That's why she has people that style her and do makeup and do hair, which we had a team for the photo shoot to do all that. And the pictures that were released of her, they were really nice. And they're some of the best pictures she has. So I don't think people are going to be constantly searching for her name. And also, like, they would say, oh, well, I already saw that picture online and now it's used as her album. Like, I just don't think that would happen. Because no one really buys CDs. And I hardly ever really remember anyone's cover art now. Like, rare. I don't even know. I guess because I'm streaming through Spotify or even on the mobile app and SoundCloud, I don't think people really pay as much attention to the flyers. I know when I make flyers for my own podcast, I just make it in like photo bucket with like text and then a picture of me or a picture that I find. But I definitely don't put too much effort into them because they're really disposable. I used to have a graphic artist make them, and I think I got the advice from someone that was just like, dude, who cares? Just kind of make a simple one, and it doesn't have to be all elaborate. And that's kind of what I've been doing. And they're not horrible, but they're not like fucking badass. I know they could be better, but I just don't think people pay that much attention to stuff like that anymore. Maybe if it was printed, I don't know. I guess maybe she might be printing stuff or posters, I'm not sure. But I just thought that was fucking annoying. And I think maybe when you work with someone on a photo shoot or whatever, you might want to tell them, like, hey, don't post them until there's clearance. Or I might be using them for something. Like, shouldn't say anything. It was just, like, a shoot. Like, we didn't work on her just to fucking work on her for, like, charity. Like, I wanted her for my portfolio to have her name and be searchable and that linking back to my site, obviously. I didn't do it for nothing. So that was pretty whack. But she said just to untag her on the Facebook photos, which I did. And so I noticed yesterday I had gotten an email from her, I guess, emailing list. But I never fucking signed up for that email list. I just gave her my business card. So I was like, what the fuck? Like, I give you my business card and you put me on your fucking mailing list and you want me to take the pictures off. Alright. All fucking right. So, I think that's a bit fucking intrusive. Alright, peace.